I'm going to start a YouTube channel. I'm going to start a TikTok account. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to start this business. Cool. More power to you. But what's the schedule? What are the main things that need to be done day in and day out to get things done? So what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast where we empower you to level up your life in faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance with the high performance habits that we're going to be talking about today. You are going to be able to live a life to where you cannot just live and survive, but thrive with practical tips and takeaways. If you guys enjoy the show, please leave us a rating and a review, as it really does mean the world to us. And if you guys want to see the show notes or any kind of information that we talk about in the show, check out the episode's description. It's all going to be right there. You'll get linked straight to the podcast website where you're going to be able to find out all the information that you're going to want to digest. And so, guys, today we're going to be discussing how to get that spark back when your motivation tank is running on empty. I know we've all been there. Even the show itself is called Motivate, Grind, Succeed. But I've said many times and on many guest episodes before, it's really not about the motivation. Because motivation will get you started, but it's not going to keep you going. That motivation needs to eventually turn into discipline. And today we're going to be talking about ways to aid you in converting that motivation into discipline. These are tried and true. Again, I've done these myself. They work, but you gotta work them. Now, not all of these are gonna work for everybody. So again, take some of these and try certain things out, tweak certain things. But again, this is what worked for me. So I'm simply giving this information back to you. And it all starts with number one, and that is to reevaluate your goals. What in the world do you want to do, man? What is it you really wanna do? Revisit your goal. Do the five whys exercise that I like to talk about all the time. Five whys. Ask yourself, what is your goal for life? And then ask yourself why five times at least. So that way you can get down to the root of what it is that you actually want to do. Reevaluate the goal. Remind yourself why you started this in the first place. If you're in school, you're in college, ask yourself, why am I doing the degree that I'm doing? Ask yourself that. If you're at work, why am I doing the job that I'm doing? If you're going to go purchase a car, ask yourself, why am I purchasing this car? Is it because you want this car or because you need this car? What is the reason why? Are you going to go apartment hunting, house shopping? Why? Reevaluate your goal for whatever it is. But in terms of what we're talking about today, it's usually going to be something involving self-development, self-improvement, something like that. Why is it that you want to save time? Why is it that you want to wake up early? Why do you want to read a book a week? Why? Ask yourself, why do you want to do this so badly? What is the goal that you have in mind? A lot of times, if you just reevaluate what your why is and ask yourself what that goal is, a lot of times you realize, ooh, hold on. I think I strayed away from what my original idea was. And now I'm a little bit lost in the weeds, lost in the sauce. I lost that North Star. So reevaluate, come back to what that North Star was. And a lot of times you might find that spark again. You might get that reinvigoration that you need. But let's say you already have that North Star. You already know what it is. Another thing that might happen is that you might have gotten a little too glad frightened. You might have gotten a little bit too happy and started rushing off to do this and do that. And you forgot to do the second point, which is to create a structured schedule. I know, I understand you probably got super excited. I'm going to start a YouTube channel. I'm going to start a TikTok account. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to start this business. Cool. More power to you. But what's the schedule? What are the main things that need to be done day in and day out to get things done? So here's an example. Let me show you an example from my own personal life, okay? Running this podcast. What are the things that need to get done? I need to record. I need to edit. I need to schedule. That's it. Those are the main three things that need to get done. I need to record the episode. I need to edit the episode. And then I need to publish the episode. So I need to create a schedule around when I'm going to do what, when am I going to record, when am I going to edit, when am I going to take some time to schedule, when am I going to take some time to create shorts, when am I going to take the time to plan more content, when am I going to take the time, structure things out. If I just did things just because, do you know how crazy that would end up being? Imagine if I had all these different things that I had to do and I'm just doing them just because I feel like it. There's no structure, there's no schedule, things will, I guarantee you, they will fall through the cracks. And that is not what you want. So you have to create a structured schedule. And on top of that, when you create this schedule, I want you to do point number three here, which is to break down the tasks. Break them down into smaller, manageable steps and focus on them one at a time. When it comes to editing, what do I need to do? I need to edit the episode by removing silences, removing long pauses, removing those filler words like and well, and those kind of things. Remove those kind of filler words. When it comes to editing the video side of things, what do I need to do with the editing of the video side? When it comes to scheduling posts, what is the copy that's going to go with that? When am I going to schedule it? I need to make sure that all the timing and everything is set up for when they all get posted. I need to make sure that all the supplemental content that's going to go along with that is also posted as well. Break down the task into smaller subtasks, and then you realize I need a structure. I can't just record, edit, and publish. All those big three are broken down into other important tasks that need to get done. And in order for you to be able to do those tasks, you need to break them down into their subtasks. Then when you can start working on the subtasks, then you can start to prioritize and move things around and shift things. And you get the idea. You get the idea. Next up, I want you to designate a study space if you're working on academia, or designate a workspace if you're going to be working on your business, your side hustle, whatever it may be. But design a space that is specific to what you're going to be doing. Why is that important? Because you want to be able to get into the habit. Humans are creatures of habit. You want to be able to get into the habit of, once I sit here, that means I am going to get to work. There's one YouTuber that I watch a lot of the time, and his thing is he gets to his desk, puts on a certain piece of clothing, and that is his thing. That is his indicator to get into working mode. You could do that. You could do it as simple as grab your laptop, open it up, sit on the couch, and start getting to work. Whatever it is, whatever works for you, that's fine. You do you, but you want to designate a space to study. If you're going to be in academia, you want to designate a space that's going to be for working. If you're going to be working on your side hustle or business, but whatever it is, you want it to be there for that purpose and that purpose alone, best you can, and remove as many distractions as possible. So all you're focused on is just the topic or just the task at hand. And speaking of distractions, what I want you to also do, next point, is to limit social media. We talked a couple episodes ago about how to remove that hold from social media from us. And so if you take the tips from that episode, this one should be a walk in the park. Just turn on your do not disturb. It already shouldn't have a hold on you anyway if you took the time to do those things and then you actually removed social media from your life slowly but surely to a point where you can just manage it no problem. Now you'll be able to limit it no problem. So this point should just be a walk in the park for you. But if social media is still a distraction for you, I recommend you go back to episodes, to episode 131, where we actually talk about how to restrain yourself from social media. And I dropped a lot of gems in that episode. Be sure to check that out. Next one up, use productivity techniques. Now, I know you're probably going to be like, oh, talking about Pomodoro and then this on this and that. Yes, those exact same things, they work if you work them. They work if you work them. Use the Pomodoro, 25-5. Work for 25 minutes, take a 5-minute break. This can help you to improve your focus and prevent burnout. So now you'll see, when you have this designated study space or this designated workspace, you do the Pomodoro. So all you're focused on is just the work at hand for this long period of time with no distractions. You can see how this is turning into, oh, I don't know, deep work. Oh, now you can start getting into flow state. And that's when you can start seeing, oh, wait, in 2 hours, I'm getting more done in 2 hours than what I thought I could get done in a day, in like a week. I'm just plowing through. But you got to design the space. You got to design these things for it to work like that. Next up is exercise and diet. At the time of me recording this right now, I've already walked about 6,000 steps for the day, and I have another 6,000 to go. But exercise is very important for you, man. Exercise is incredibly crucial because exercise, physical activity, getting up, moving, walking, it's known to boost mental energy and focus. And hey, fitness is one of our foundational pillars. We did a whole season on fitness. So you understand just how important exercise and diet is. You feed your body healthy foods, you'll output healthy energy, you'll output good stuff. And I wasn't planning on making this a day in my life of food. But for breakfast this morning, for example, I had some hard-boiled eggs, a protein shake, and a coffee. And then for lunch, I just had one of those Flex Pro meals, if you guys have heard of that before. I had a Flex Pro meal, which was the Indie Chicken. And so I don't remember my exact macros, but I'm sitting at still around maybe around 1,100 calories or something like that for the day. But I'm still satiated and I'm good to go. Because I'm feeding my body healthy foods, I have sustained energy all day, every day. Next point that I have for you guys, if your motivation tank is running on empty, sometimes you've done all these things and things still just aren't working out right. Sometimes you just need some external assistance. Seek some support. Go talk to somebody who's a professional and ask them, hey, I've been having some problems with my motivation lately. I find it hard to be able to get up in the morning and just be able to do. It's difficult for me. That's fine. Go get the help. Sometimes you just need a second set of eyes and ears to be able to say, hey, I've heard your problem before. Here's a way that you can solve it. That's what coaches are there for. That's what therapists are there for. That's what all those people are there for, to simply come alongside you, listen to your problem and say, hey, I've either been in your shoes or I know a lot of people who have been in your shoes. Here's what they did. Here's what I did, or here's what they did. No problem in seeking some support. Another thing you can do is practice some self-compassion. I know this is a big one for me, because when I was a lot newer to the self-improvement game and I found that my motivation was running on empty, a lot of times I would just beat myself up like, I should be doing better than this. I should be more motivated than this. No, motivation is going to wane. Again, when I was really young in this, I thought I had to have this motivation all the time. That's why you'll hear a lot of times I'll say, way back when, I was watching all the motivational videos on YouTube that you could think of, all those like 10-minute, 15-minute motivation compilation videos and all these kind of things. I was on it, bro. I was on it. I was watching 1, 2, 3 hours of motivational content straight. And I thought that's all I needed. That's not all you needed. In fact, you don't need it. Sorry, motivation channels. You don't need it. You're saying, but your podcast has a name, motivation, in it. To get you started, yes. To get you started, to get that spark going, yes, you do need that motivation, that little kick. But once that motivation wanes, it's just going to be the discipline, the day in, the day out, to get done what you need to get done. And then once you realize, I'm not going to feel motivated every day, the days where you don't feel motivated, you're like, it's all right. This is fine. I don't need to feel motivated every day, because this is just who I am. This is what I do now. This is my way of life. Regardless of how I feel, this is how it's going to be. But again, don't beat yourself up for not feeling like it today. You're human. I'm human. Do you think I feel like recording a podcast episode every single day? Do you think I feel like scheduling content all the time? Do you think I feel like batch recording? Right now, I'm on like the fifth episode I'm recording back to back to back. Do you really think I want to be recording these episodes back to back to back to back? Do you really think I want to be doing that? No, the motivation for me to do that is incredibly low, especially when you know these episodes are 10 to 15 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes long, and I'm recording 5 back to back. That's hours. That's hours in a day. I guarantee, bro, the motivation has been gone since after like episode number 2 of recording, but the discipline still stays there. I'm not beating myself up saying I should feel better about this. No, I just understand that the motivation will wane, but when it does, I know I still have stuff to do. So practice that self-compassion. Tell yourself it's okay to not feel motivated all the time. That is normal, but I still have stuff to do. So I still have to do it, because this is who I am. This is how the work's going to get done. Lastly, reflect on progress. Reflect on the progress. Here's the way that I'm making it through these things. After every single episode that I record today, in my batch creation day, I take between 2 to 5 minutes, take a little bit of a walk, take a little bit of a lap, go grab myself a little bit of a snack, grab some water, stretch the legs, gives me a little bit of a mental reprieve, allows me to say, okay, was that episode good? Was that episode not good? What can I improve for the next episode? So on and so forth. Being able to do that positively reinforces you and keeps you in that really good positive state of, okay, I'm doing good work. Maybe I need to continue doing this work. Maybe I need to tweak this, tweak that. And you keep in this positive state of, okay, here's what I need to do. This was a win. I recorded this episode. That was a good win. I was able to get this episode done in less than 15 minutes. That was a win. Small little wins like that you add up and you notice that are wins, I guarantee it's going to play absolute dividends on your positivity for the day. So even when your motivation wanes, but that you're making moves, you're making waves, you're making trajectory in what you're doing, guarantee you, it's going to be an absolute game changer. And so, guys, that's what I have for you this week. Thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. And I hope you guys got something super, super valuable from this episode. If you enjoyed the episode, guys, I would really appreciate if you can leave us a rating and a review, as it really does mean the world to us. If you guys want to see the show notes or any other kind of information from this episode, check out this episode's description. You're going to find all the information that you need right there down at the bottom. Guys, catch you all next week. Take care of yourselves.